With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目。
好，欢迎各位收听文化三六零。在上一集，我们将内容都集中在一个人身上，他就是战国时代的信陵君。信陵君最为后人津津乐道的呢，就是他能够礼贤下士。他是魏国君主安熙王的弟弟，虽然是贵族身份，但是就能够谦卑恭敬地去各地物色人才，来到富国图强，应对当时诸侯之间互相兼聘的局面。正是因为他贤德仗义，所以能够招揽到3000人成为他门下的宾客，正所谓食客3000。当有危急之时，这些食客就会出谋划策，协助公子去解决困难的了。就好像在魏安熙王20年的时候，秦国的大军去兵围赵国的国都邯郸，赵国的平原军向魏国求助，魏王就派了晋鄙率领100000的军队去救赵。但是秦国就话，边个够胆救赵啊？佢打完赵国呢，就翻嚟攻打呢个国家。咁结果魏王就叫晋鄙呢停止前进，采取观望态度啊。信陵君考虑到呢，赵国如果亡咗呢，魏国呢亦都系岌岌可危啊。正所谓唇亡齿寒，咁而且信陵君嘅家姐正系平原君嘅夫人，咁所以信陵君系非常啊系急于救赵，可惜魏王一路都唔肯答应，咁佢就唯有啊叫嗰啲食客呢同佢一齐啊同赵国共存亡，带住啊100多辆嘅车马呢就话要去救赵啊。佢咁做係好有仗义精神啦，但係都係以卵击石咗波。好彩后来有人为佢献计啊，呢、這个人呢就係史记魏公子列传里面另外一位非常重要嘅人物侯嬴。当信陵君出动去救赵国嘅时候，佢係路经过夷门啦，就见到守门人侯嬴啦。佢将自己要同秦国拼命嘅说话话晒俾侯嬴听，咁讲完之后呢就向佢道别离开啦。侯嬴就话：啊，公子你努力啦，我呢个白夜公呢就未能够同你一起去啦。信陵君行咗几里路之后有啲唔高兴噃，佢话：我平日对待侯嬴都算係做到非常之周到㗎啦，呢啲事天下人都知噶啦，咁我而家要去送死咁滞噃，佢竟然间啊冇一言半语话要同我送别啊，唔通我仲有啲咩地方做唔足？讲完之后，佢就调转车头返去揾侯嬴啊。侯嬴一见到信陵君就笑住咁讲：我早已经料到公子一定会返嚟揾我嘅。公子一向都爱重人才，天下嘅人边个唔知道啊？如今有急难嘅事情，但係就毫无办法，正係话要去同秦军拼命。咁咪即係等于将个肥肉掟俾隻饿老虎，又有咩用啊？公子又要嗰啲门客嚟有咩用啊？但是公子你一向都对我好好，而家公子要出发，我并不送行啊，因为我估计到公子心里面一定非常之不高兴，一定会返嚟揾我嘅。信陵君听咗之后就向侯嬴拜咗2拜，请教有啲乜嘢嘅好方法。 后应就叫旁边的人离开，对信陵君说：我听闻调遣晋鄙的军队那个兵符啊，经常就放在大王的卧室里面。大王最宠爱的妃子呢，就是虞姬，他啊可以自由出入大王的卧室的。所以他有办法啦，能够将这个兵符偷出来的。我又听闻话虞姬的父亲是被人杀害的，他怀恨了三年啦，想为他父亲报仇雪恨。但是由大王一路向下去找都找不到这个仇人。有一次虞姬为了这件事向公子你哭诉，你就立刻差遣门客去斩了那个仇人的头献给虞姬。虞姬好感激，是愿意为你牺牲性命的，但是一直都未找到报答的机会啫。如今只要公子一开口请求虞姬帮助，他一定会答应的。到时公子就能够得到兵符，将晋鄙的军权夺抢过来，统率大军。向北面就救了赵国，而向西面又击退秦军。这个功勋非常之了不起啊。信陵君就听从侯嬴的计策，请虞姬帮忙。虞姬果然是能够将调遣晋鄙军队的兵符偷了出来，送给信陵君。
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. 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 Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
信陵君正是准备出发，后应就对他这么说：大将统兵在外，为了国家的利益，就算是君主的命令都可以拒不接受的。而家你拿着兵符前去晋鄙的大军，即使兵符对合过是没错，但是晋鄙就不将个兵权交给你，还说要向大王请示的话呢，那就出问题大件事的啦。我的朋友这个屠夫朱亥啊，是可以同你一起去的，他是一个大力士来的。假如晋鄙肯交出兵权，那就最好不过啦。若果他拒绝的话，你就叫朱亥当场打死他。信陵君听见之后忍不住喊了出来。侯嬴就说：公子你怕死啊？为什么要喊啊？信陵君说：晋鄙是一位好有威望的老将军，我现在带着兵符去，恐怕他真的未必肯交出兵权，结果就不得不杀死他。我是为了痛惜无辜杀死一位老将军而流泪，哪是什么怕死呢？信陵君跟着就去邀请朱亥。朱亥笑着说：我只不过是一个街市道卖肉的屠夫，承蒙公子你看得起我，几次亲自来都照顾我。以前我一直都没答谢你，是因为觉得这些都是小礼节来的，没什么意思的。现在公子你又急难了，就正是我为你出力的时候了。讲完之后呢，就立即答应跟随信陵君一起出发。信陵君又回去向侯嬴道谢，侯嬴就说：按道理讲，我是应该一起去的，但是年纪实在太大了，去了都没用啊。不如留我在这里计算公子路上的行程，计算到你去到晋鄙军中那一日呢，我就会向北方吻颈自杀来到答谢你。跟住信陵君就同佢分手出发啦。信陵君果然呢系一个有贤德嘅君子，受到不少人嘅信任以及尊敬。 佢哋都愿意为信陵君卖命噶。虞姬喺安熙王嘅卧室偷兵符，你话系几危险呢？随时都一命呜呼。门下包括屠夫朱亥啊，都无惧环境嘅险恶呢，而系为公子效力。后应献计之后，仲话会呢向北吻颈自杀嘅。问题嚟啦，呢、这个计谋好大机会会成功噶噃。点解佢要自杀呢？下一集呢会继续同大家讲信陵君点样救赵国嘅事嘅。好多谢各位收听今日嘅文化360，下次再会啦。
想收听更多嘅节目内容，使用 Apple Podcast、Google Podcast、Spotify 或是其他 Podcast 应用程式继续收听。
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
Little help. A little hope over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.